This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Governor Bobby Jindal is touting the number of jobs created under his leadership.
In Louisiana, we've got $60 billion of projects coming into our state, over 90,000 jobs.
Three categories of jobs make up that figure: construction, permanent, and indirect jobs. More than two-thirds of the total quoted by Jindal are construction and indirect. Obviously, construction jobs are temporary. But what are all these indirect jobs?
You have a multitude of very small companies who provide services, office supply, janitorial services.
Mike Olivier was Governor Blanco's Secretary of Economic Development. He adds,
all of these may not be 40 hours per week. That indirect job may also do other things at other operations that constitute their 40-hour work week.
In other words, it could take multiple projects before a worker has the equivalent of full-time employment.
That person who is working in that service company may not only be serving that one facility, they may be servicing a multitude of facilities.
For the most part, each new project or expansion in Louisiana is credited with creating more indirect jobs than direct full-time employment. For example, an ammonia plant coming into a vacant facility in Grant Parish is credited with creating 560 construction jobs, 584 indirect jobs, but only 85 direct jobs.
Direct jobs are those jobs that are specific to the project, people who are directly employed at the operation.
Although the plant won't open before October 2018, the state is giving the company industrial and workforce tax exemptions.
We have more people working in Louisiana than ever before, earning a higher income than ever before.
Louisiana's latest official unemployment rate, 6.2%, the eighth highest in the nation. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.